Hi, I'm Whitney Stevens.
I'm Yo-Yo Blackfire.
And I'm Prince Joshua.
And this is Unstable. Alright, so today we have our very first guest on the pod.
Yay!
We have our friend, our coworker. You are an influencer, a bartender, a go-go dancer, and
wow.
Entrepreneur.
I didn't know he sent over his resume.
I don't think he knew that I made one up for him.
I already knew.
Yeah, I came prepared. We also have some other special guests on the pod today.
Wow. We thought we would debut them. It seemed to fit with this episode.
It does. Today we're going to be talking about branding, marketing, I mean, building your empire with the one and only. And there's no one better to talk about it than you. How are you? How do you like sitting on my toilet?
I've actually never reverse cowgirled a toilet, so
wow.
It's my first time.
So glad yeah. We could provide that for you. I hope it's equally as disappointing as all of your other first times.
Wow. We've actually had conversations, like, I've never sat reverse cowgirl on a toilet either. Like, I don't really get what the point is, which we've discussed before.
To be honest, it was kind of just a dumb thing that I said, and then I had to run with it.
Baby, and
no,
then
you
turn it into your brand.
Yeah, turn it into my brand.
Oh,
and
true.
Here we are. So, I mean, that's definitely a big part of my brand, and we've talked about my brand a lot on this, and a big part of me is I like to be, like, shocking and make people uncomfortable because
yes.
It makes them vulnerable.
Yes.
And then you're able to kind of connect with them.
Yeah.
Whitney's brand...
Yes, I am also shocking. Uncomfortable. Now I guess
quite
it's
shocking.
Also my brand.
We were getting ready today, and she was like, "I like how I'm turning into a camp queen."
Yeah,
I was like, you've always been a camp queen.
I have not.
You just look the part.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Even when I wasn't trying to be funny, I was.
Yeah,
saying.
We were always laughing.
Right. Just not with me.
Yeah.
Makes sense. It's all clear now.
Okay, so I want to take a second. Why don't you tell the people, the millions of people who listen to podcasts.
So many.
Oh
so many
God.
People. Where you come from?
So I'm actually born and raised in Idaho. So small town boy, big family. I have four sisters and we grew up very religious. And, you know, I... come from a very biblical background, so everything I did was related to that, and it's crazy because as, like, a lot of people who know me personally, maybe not a lot of people who follow me, they'll learn that, you know, I was very internalized homophobic for a long time in my life, and finally in junior year, a lot of my friends and when I had a cheer team and was, like, part of that, they kind of helped me accept who I was and be who I am, and then ever since then I've just learned to live fearlessly and without caring what anyone thinks about me, and it's the best decision I've ever made because now I'm just, like, constantly living in happiness, like, with who I am rather than in shame or scared of being who I am.
Yeah, that's funny because actually we've talked a lot about me also growing up in a super tiny town.
Yeah.
And it actually just so happens we were an hour and a half apart.
Literally.
Yeah. Because I was in Eastern Washington, you were in Idaho. Also in a really super small town. But, like, I have the same thing. Like, I kind of wish sometimes that I could have been more brave and, like, done it a lot earlier than
yeah.
I did. Because I think it would have been so much easier in a small town to just embrace it and be like, fuck y'all, this is who I am.
Yeah.
Get over it.
It's hard when everyone knows you, though, because then you're just, like, everyone's talking
very
about
exposed,
you.
And,
yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. That's interesting because I feel like there's kind of a full circle moment in that because to go from, like, well, everyone knows me, so how do I get to be the authentic me, to now, like, so many people know you for being your authentic you.
Yeah.
And so I'm interested, have you always been... I don't want to call it a character because I think that you are very majesty. You're very,
yeah.
I mean, your slogan, your catchphrase is royalty is the mindset you wear, right?
Yep.
And I really like that because it really is about, I mean, we talk about even just like in interpersonal relationships, like you set the tone for, like, the respect you're going to get.
Exactly.
Right? And so by taking the time to, like, care about, what's that, like, thing in The Devil Wears Prada, where she's like, you think you picked out a blue sweater, and
but
it means
that
the reason
why
is this, and not
yeah.
a cerulean, blah, blah.
It's actually chosen for you.
It was by the people in this room. And I think that's super powerful, and I think that by, you know, people might think it's vain to, like, put effort and energy into your appearance or to the way that you present to the world, but, like, people are going to see you before they talk to you, and so, like,
yeah.
it's important that what they're seeing is a reflection of who you are.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious, like, obviously you mentioned you started, like, coming out and owning your truth and, like, experience and getting to know yourself more, like, towards the end of high school. I would actually say junior year was kind of my turning point, too. I think that that's a natural age where, like,
yeah,
we're,
you
like,
start
maturing.
To learn.
Yeah. And, like, societally, we're getting ready to, like, get sent down on our own a little bit, so, like, there's more pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, I think that as people, we, like, we are capable of so much, but unless it has to be done, unless we're in a situation where, like, we have to do something,
yeah.
oftentimes it doesn't get done the same way it does when we, like, have to do it.
Right.
But, like, how, when did you feel that you became more, like, evolved into Prince Joshua?
I feel like it was the moment I decided that I'm okay with the fact that I'm gay. Like, that's when...
Wait, you're gay?
Oh my god!
What?
Cut the tapes. I did not know we were doing an episode with someone gay.
Oh,
get the barf. Get the barf bucket.
Oh my god.
Get the barf bucket.
If you stand
right,
up,
right.
I have to be... Yeah, no.
So if you didn't know, now you know.
Your second coming out is on the
spot. Yeah, it's on the spot.
Okay,
you know if he's
listening.
So you're
fine.
They're not gonna know.
As long as you don't promote it, no one will know.
Oh, yeah, stop.
But, okay.
So yeah, when I, like, when I came out and when I was comfortable telling my family, telling my friends, I feel like, you know, everyone who had made fun of me and bullied me for being gay, even though I denied it for so long, when I finally was like, yeah, I am gay, but not for you, and then they stopped caring, and it was crazy, because my whole life, everyone had always just been like, you're gay, and made me feel really self-conscious and bad about myself,
mm-hmm.
and I denied it for so long, and finally when I was like, yeah, I am gay, what about it, they were silent, and it just really put me in this, like, I have the power.
Right.
If I make you respect me, you will respect me. And ever since then, like, I started carrying myself in a way and just making people respect me just for being who I am, because I respect them for who they are. And if they're not going to show that same energy to me, then that's when
then
I'm
there's
just
no
like,
interaction.
I
yeah.
don't need you at all in my life.
Right. We talk a lot about, like, owning your own truth, and that's, like, something that's really important as we navigate
for sure.
this podcast is, like, we always talk about we are never going to, like, sugarcoat anything or try to put it out into the world as how we want to be portrayed. It has to be 100% truth.
Exactly.
And it's fucking uncomfortable at times, but, like, it's very powerful when you, like, are authentically owning your truth and you don't care if it bothers somebody or who's going to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like,
it bothers me,
truth.
Even if no.
No, like, it bothers me too.
Yeah, it bothers me sometimes. I'm very vulnerable. Very, very vulnerable.
But at the same time, once you've done it, it's like, well, now, like, what are you going to say? Like, everyone who takes the time
you'll
to,
never,
to listen to this
exactly.
knows that fact now. And I'm owning it.
You'll never regret being truthful and genuine because. I'm, like, a very big Leo, and that's just all I am. Like, I will tell you straight up, bluntly, how it is, how I feel. I'll tell you my genuine feelings. I will be genuine to you, and that's all I can do. And then I just expect the same back.
That
because
big Leo energy.
Yeah.
Well, it's true. I mean, that's, like, also the courage and the bravery. Like, once you allowed yourself to be that version of yourself, like, it was, as we say, a swift plummet upward.
Right. Oh, for sure.
But my chest
keeps going up.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about, you are, I mean, I'll be honest with you, part of the best friendships is that you get to help each other out, and I'm super excited because we personally, at least I know you guys know each other from a few years back at Club Bold.
Yeah.
but I feel like, and we've known each other for a couple years, I got to kind of, like, casually know you by, like, showing up to Weekend Wednesday a lot, or, like, being in the same environments, but, like,
yeah.
lately I feel like we've been actually getting to, like, know each other.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy, you're actually, like, a really cool person, which always pisses me off.
I'm still on the fence, really.
I'm always mad when pretty people are nice and cool. Yeah. First she has a bruise. Yeah. So embarrassing. But, so when did you, like, was it an active decision to, like, be, like, an influencer? Like, your social media presence, was that, like, something you decided, or was it something that you kind of found yourself doing and picked up? Like, how does that work?
So, I started off with Tyra Banks in America's Next Top Model.
There's the tab for the episode, you guys.
So, I was obsessed. I'd always watch it. I always wanted to be on that show. They implemented men, and it was one of their last seasons for a while, and I was obsessed, and I was just wanting to be there, but I wasn't old enough, and I wasn't where I am now, where I would be comfortable doing that. And so, I just started doing photo shoots, and I started posting a lot on Instagram, even just stupid, ugly things that I've deleted now. And so it's like, it's just funny.
Yo-Yo hasn't learned that lesson.
Yeah. It's just funny because, like, then it just, it fell into happening. Like, I was a big Twitter boy back when it was, like, you know, about
like
being relatable.
Rush, yeah.
Yeah. And back when it was, like, not all just sex. And so it was funny because that's kind of where all my traction started. And then I changed everything to Prince Joshua in high school. And then it just kind of, from there, grew into my brand.
So you started that in high school? Like, you started that moniker?
Yeah, yeah. Because, like, Instagram became really big, like, you know, in high school for me. So that's when...
I feel some shame.
That was not shame.
I was also in high school when Instagram was a thing.
I was never a MySpace boy, so I
was younger than me by
a year.
We
had Facebook, but my parents were there, and so I had Twitter
and
then Instagram.
And you were in a religious household, so it wasn't an environment where you were like,
yeah,
just freely open.
I was very careful what
I
posted, and I'm still careful what I post on Facebook. But Instagram is like my creative side, and then Twitter has turned into now my more devious side.
Okay, I mean, I would like to ask about that, and that is obviously everyone's sitting. Everyone's squeezed onto your screen right now.
Right.
We're all very sex and body positive people,
yes,
in general and publicly as like public figure people. Did that come naturally to you, or was that just like an easy thing, or was that a thing where you were like, hey, why do I not also do this? Like, were you just always a little thoughty boy and that like...
I was actually like picked on and never really the one who, you know, girls liked or... Then when I started liking guys, even guys would kind of, like, push me away because, you know, I wasn't what they were looking for, and I was still pretty young, and I was still trying to figure things out, and, you know, that's when I started, like, going to the gym and working on myself and working on my body, and I started, you know, learning how to do my eyebrows, and, you know, and then randomly I started growing body hair, and then it's just, like, things worked out into this, like, you know, image that I am now, and I've worked hard for most of it, but... Some of it just genetically made me feel comfortable, and that's when I was like, I'm going to start posting photos in my underwear, and I'm going to see how people react, and people loved it. So I was like, I'm just going to keep rolling with that, and then next thing I knew, I moved to Arizona, and I get an opportunity to, you know, be a brand ambassador for Andrew Christian and JJ Malibu, and then Underwear Expert, and, you know, I started just like, getting all this exposure, and then I became, you know, an influencer, and now I'm just, like, working on Majesty, my own brand, and, you know, working towards doing some new things with that, which hopefully I get to share soon. So, I don't know, I that's kind of when, like, in that same realm, I started doing OnlyFans, and I was like, you know what, I am okay with exclusive content as long as I'm the one in
control of it. Yeah, for
yes.
Sure. We actually made a joke earlier because I said it yesterday, and I was like, if I don't see Joshua's butt in underwear or however in some way or throughout my day on social media, then I start getting concerned.
You're getting nervous.
Maybe he's been abducted, or like, I need to call him up, make sure he's all right. Like, do you need somebody to talk to? I haven't seen your butt today on social media. Just,
did you sprain your hands? You can't undo the button.
Yeah. You gotta make sure you're all right, you know.
All right. So I wanted to bring it back to your slogan. I actually had a few potential titles for this episode, Building Your Empire. I thought about doing paywall after paywall. But yeah. I think that we're gonna go with obviously with your consent, because it's yours. Royalty is the mindset you wear.
I love that.
Because I really love it, and I think that obviously we started touching on it, so let's get back to that. Obviously, a huge thing about branding is consistency, and that is a huge thing for me, especially particularly with social media, which is a necessary part of branding in our society today.
Yes.
Like, so I really want to talk about how you use social media so consistently and keep it, like, authentic and genuine, but, like, so consistent. Like, because, like, I, like, always find myself either, like, getting caught up in, like, is this the right time to post this? Is this the right day to post this? Is this the this and this the that? Granted, I do think that things go better when I don't think about those things, and I'm just, like, putting it out there when I feel like putting it out there. But, like, as someone who has been successful doing this, I would say, I want to know your perspective on that and your experience with that.
Okay, yeah. So when it comes to social media and branding, it's, like, you have to find your niche. You have to find what, like you said, is genuine and authentic to your brand. So I always relate mine back to royalty, and I relate it to my music interests, my fashion interests, and literally everything that I do, whether it's working out or longboarding or, you know, I try to incorporate every one of my hobbies and niches and aesthetics to fit with each other for the gram. So whether it be a photo shoot of me longboarding, and then, you know, the next week it's going to be me in a bunch of gold in the clouds. Like, either way, I'm staying true to my niche and I'm staying true to that. When it comes to posting, it's, I go back and forth because sometimes I'm so particular about when I'll post, and other days I'm like, I'm just gonna post something. Like, and I do totally agree. Sometimes I feel like the best thing to do is just do what you feel like. And I used to be so caught up in likes and how many, you know, followers are engaging with me and how it's looking that way numbers wise. And one of my biggest things I've learned is, like, to stop pleasing those people and stop looking at those numbers, because that's just going to make you do content that, you know, you're not thriving for. Where when you just decide, this is a photo shoot I loved and this is an outfit I'm living in and this is what I want to share with them, that's so much better. Like, even if, you know, I don't post my ass and it's something that I love and it doesn't get a lot of engagement, I loved that photo. I thought it was high fashion, and I know one day someone else is going to see that and be inspired by that, and that's all I would want. So it's hard because I do obviously want to do things that attract attention and that get those followers, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I would rather do something genuine to me and authentic that I love and that fits my brand than do something that's, like, not aligned with who I am or not aligned with my brand and just kind of stick out just because I want the clout or I want the attention. So it's, like, you have to find ways to incorporate both of those. That's why sometimes, you know, I will include a little thirst trap within my, you know, fashion photo shoot or within a random video, or, you know, I line it up in stories. And,
or you give them a little one of these.
A little. Yeah.
He's the blink master.
The eyelash flutter. Yeah. That's what got me a lot of things when I was younger. And then boom.
I believe it.
It works. It really does.
I believe it. It's been fluttering eyelashes.
That's how I get Whitney to rub my feet.
Oh my god, that's not how.
We don't have that. And we literally talked about it. We were like, should we, if we all get high, then the episode's just going to be you rubbing his feet. We have to wait till after.
Cut to Whitney rubbing my feet.
Yeah, on OnlyFans.
Right. Yeah, paywall.
Yeah, paywall after paywall after paywall. But something you said actually made me think of, and I think that this is probably what makes your content stay so genuine, is, like, you're not just, like, putting out content. And, like, I follow, like, plenty of boys who are, like, putting out that content. Like, I'll say someone's name later, not on the pod, but you know, you for sure know who it is. And he's beautiful and sweet boy. But, like, there's people who just put it out for, like, that stuff. And then, like, you're sharing, and this is what I, like, yo-yo-stay with, is that you're sharing your, like, experience and your perspective.
Yeah.
And like, whatever you were saying made me think about, you just did, like, a bedroom tour.
Mm-hmm.
And someone literally told you, like, thank you for that. Like, I felt like I was in your moment. Like,
I think, yeah, like, everything you do is your vision and your art. It's not just for the sake of providing content.
Yes.
Like, it actually has
it's exactly
something
that
you wanted to produce and put out there.
That's
not just doing it for the sake of doing it.
Well, and that's what makes you happy. Like, creating content makes me happy when it's something I love or something I'm really about. And the last photo shoot I did, my photographer, she even mentioned that. And I was like, I like to take my followers and put them inside of my fantasy, my world, where, like, boys are in shiny armor and, you know, they're beautiful and muscular and we all just, like, have superpowers and, you know, this is what, like, that's my world and I want people to get into that, into my fantasy of, like, this medieval kingdom where, like, you know, you can have spaceships but also be riding a horse holding a sword. Like, that's kind of just, like, my whole, like, imagination, which I'll never let go of.
My head around that. Like, I don't know if I'm wildly turned off. Spaceships and riding a horse. I'm here for it 100%.
I'm 100%.
Honestly. And to be able to take my followers and put them into that, that's what I love to do. Like, I love to show them that side because, you know, we are all unique. We all have our own imaginations, we all have our own, you know, like, likes and dislikes, and mm-hmm. I love to take all of my favorite aesthetics and imagination and bring people into that and let them see it, like, especially with the photo shoots I do with Scotty Kirby, like, those ones get so much attention, mostly because I'm not wearing a lot of clothes, but also because I put a lot of work into the different
right.
things I've created or collaborated with, and then you know, photographed, and I explain my vision, and then it just, like, turns out into this, like, masterpiece of exactly what I'm imagining, and
yeah.
So it's beautiful to be able to do that and to take people to that world, because when I see inspiration, when I am on Instagram, I only follow people who inspire me, and it's because I go there for inspiration.
He doesn't follow either.
I follow both of these two.
Actually, he subscribed to our YouTube.
Yeah, I did.
We've got them. So now we have four to subscribe. And two of them are my knockers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the other ones
sorry.
I added.
Have you seen them?
We talked about it yesterday. Oh no, oh my god, we're gonna get demonetized.
Demonetized!
Oh my god, it's so embarrassing. I'm so sorry.
I don't know how long that's been.
Well, we're gonna have to figure it out. At least it's the off camera boob.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Slightly.
No,
a little areola.
We did talk about names for them. I don't know what we landed on. Maybe they're Thelma and Louise. Driving off a cliff together.
Yeah. If you guys have suggestions for the name of Whitney's knockers, the names of Whitney knockers, they obviously have their own zip codes.
Well,
capital Z.
Yeah, comment below. Capital Z.
I
like
yeah.
when you said Titney Zevens.
Titney Zevens, baby.
Yes.
It's a good one. All right. So we've talked about a little bit about your brand name. We've talked about the social media. I want to know what advice you have to, you know what, not just generic, but maybe even for us. We're people that you know, and I will be bold enough to say, and we've actually talked about it in last week's episode of the podcast, the one that isn't out yet, but you know, they're going to hear it before this one. But I particularly feel like, and I know we feel like, things are, like, shifting in our scene, particularly here in Phoenix, and I feel like I'm approaching my time. And what advice do you have for someone who's maybe a few steps behind you on a similar journey?
So I think it goes back to what we've, like, both been saying, all of us have been saying, is, like, stay genuine and stay authentic and stay on brand. Because when you steer away from those things and when you're, you know, trying to do everything, it gets too much and then you're just overwhelmed and then you don't feel the energy or confidence to do what you're doing. So stick to doing the things that you love to do and stick to doing things that align with your brand and that match your aesthetic, because that's the things that are gonna just continue building your empire, rather than stretching yourself thin, doing things that don't really align with you, but you're just doing it, or, you know, stuff like that. So I really would think doing that and finding time, just like you guys have been doing, to, you know, make sure you do an episode every week or film a video every week or, you know, make a...
We're actually, tonight, after this episode, we are launching our TikTok.
We
podcast.
Are going to launch
our very first TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's going to obviously include some solo videos. And I mean,
we'll have to be careful with
them, not me.
Yeah. Oh, just them. Just them. Yeah, solo videos. But, I mean, for the sake of branding, I decided that we're going to do, instead of, like, us both trying to have, like, TikToks or something, because neither of us do that, really.
Yeah.
We're just doing one for the podcast that represents
both of
us and us together.
That's smart.
Because, I guess, kind of what you were saying is don't, I think it was Joan Rivers who said, don't try to be good at everything. Pick what you love, pick what you really want to do, and be excellent at it.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Be the best at the thing that you do.
Exactly.
So if you were going to pick one thing, we'll go from this side to this side. One thing that you do that you are either excellent at or on the path of excellence to, what would you say it is, or I guess hope that it is? I know what mine is.
I know what mine is. I create relationships.
You make, like, people feel special.
It's not even about making them feel special. I genuinely am a person that nurtures relationships. And, like, it doesn't come from a place of trying to do it because it somehow benefits me. I just am naturally good at nurturing the relationships that I care to nurture.
Mm.
And that's always done me well.
I think that's also why you're having so much fun exploring, like, more humor in your art form. Because...
Well, it's kind of hard not to explore when you've got two watermelons.
Jack Clear Craze.
But yes, for sure.
I would agree with that. I definitely think you're that kind of person. You're Cancer, water, lovey, emotional, feel side.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, you know, as much as people like to say they hate you, you're pretty much friends
so
with
just
anyone.
Like to say.
Yeah, but like then they're like friends with everyone.
I mean,
that's
I think it's there's absolutely different levels. Like saying I'm friends with everyone is not true. Like I understand like everyone has their own like human experience and everything, and we may not like jive to a point where like hang out or like I, but everyone deserves to be
everyone's
treated
kind
and deserve to be treated because they have their very own experience, and then there's a whole different level of relationships that I consciously nurture because those people mean something to me, like truly mean something to me in my life, and I will make sure to reach out to them and nurture that relationship just because
mm-hmm.
it's any relationship, a friendship, a boyfriend, anyone, like, you have to work at it, or else, like, what is the, they just move on with their life, and you won't move on with yours, so, if someone's important enough, I've always told people, like, it's very important that you nurture those relationships, or else they fade away.
Very true. I would say, something, like, maybe I'm not the best at, well, online, but I'm really good in person. I'm really good with connecting to people. Like, that's something, like, similar along the lines of, like, what you were saying, but I just feel like even if you're a random customer and I'm bartending for you, I can find a way to connect to you and talk to you and be, like, you know, at the same level, and that's something that I feel like I'm not good at on social media, and my sister, Rosalind, always tells me, like, she wants to see that side because she knows I'm that person. Everyone who's friends with me knows I'm that person. But if you're just a follower and you don't actually know me or have met me, you're not gonna know, like, that I will connect with everyone and find a way to be your friend or, you know, be genuine and real with you, and just as long as you are with me. And, like, online, you wouldn't see that and you would not guess that. So it's something I wanna really work towards, is, like, finding a way to open up more and connect more with those followers so that they can kind of, you know, get to know that side of me.
And have that even fuller
relationship
with you.
Yeah, because that's something I feel like is, like, lacking from my presence, and that would help take me to the next level.
That's a big thing I just mentioned recently on the pod is I auditioned for Drag Race this year, and I don't think this year's my year, unfortunately. But that's okay, because I do think I'm approaching my time, whether it's for that or other things in
mm-hmm.
life that I want to accomplish. But the biggest thing that my mentor had told me was, like, this is all great, and, like, this is, like, the character of you of sorts, but, like, where is the you that, like I said, makes people uncomfortable, is outrageous, is the life of the room, is this and that, right?
Yeah.
And it's finding that balance of, like, the person you know you are and the person that people get to experience and, like, them coming together, and that, I think that actually hearing you say that, and I would want to agree that my, like, thing is obviously, like, I want to rebuild the human connection, right? Like, breeding love, spreading compassion, radiating positivity. But the critical side of me is, like, does that count almost as a marketable? Like, does that count as the brand? And so I'm going to go with, I guess I'm going to go with making people uncomfortable.
Yeah. Or maybe making people step outside their comfort zone.
Yeah, the vulnerability, something about the vulnerability aspect. And I think that part of that is, like, this public journey of, like, me also becoming more vulnerable and more human, like, with myself in a public forum.
Yeah.
But I think that, I totally see that for both of you, obviously. And, like, I think that you exploring those kind of POV vibes.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a really new realm for you that's going to make you feel that experience. Because you're totally the kind of person, like, even at the end of the day, like, you, like, talk with someone, you're like, how was your day? And you listen, and then you, like, tell them about your day. And, like,
yeah.
I think that could really become a big thing for you.
I think you're right. I think that's, like, where I need to put some energy towards for TikTok and Reels, where, like, I can continue my fantasy and my, you know, fashion and et cetera for the rest of my social media. But I really do think, like, because we're in such an age where video is so big and Reels and TikToks are, like, everything right now, like, that's how you're going to get your most engagement. That's how you're going to, you know, reach the most people.
Yeah, the algorithm accepts them way more. Pictures
are
very.
Oh, yeah. So I feel like that's, like, where my opportunity is to make those connections and then bring people to see, like, who I am and what I represent.
Yeah, for sure. And I think it's, like, important, like, we're obviously, like, three very incredibly different people.
Yeah.
but the fact that we have been put into situations where we can interact and learn about each other has absolutely made us love and become, like, nurture a relationship. And
you
have to be open to that happening because there's a lot of different people and different personalities that actually, like, can have very genuine connections that maybe wouldn't seem, like, right, like, visually right off the bat as something that would happen.
I agree, and I think that does come down to being willing to put the work in, because, like, I knew you both at Club Bolt, but that was not a time in my life where I was out and socializing and doing those things. So we never, like, got to know each other.
No.
And it's only through, like, sharing experiences and, like, wanting to and being willing to, like, talk about things and get to know each other that, like, you have that opportunity.
Yeah.
100%.
All right, before we wrap it up, which I know we all hate doing. We all hate doing it. But I want to do one more quick little fun challenge, and it's what is maybe something that people associate, see, I didn't say it this time, naming it.
Thanks.
That's branding though, right? Putting my name in things.
It is.
It's pretty good, come on. what is something that you would say that people connect with or, like, would put on you as part of your brand that maybe is not a part of where your brand is going? And obviously, the last question I will have is, what is your goal for your brand? But, like, what would you say? Is there an element? Maybe there's not. But, like, is there an element? Like, for me, I think for a long time I had, and I wouldn't say I don't, but, like, I think I had a reputation for being a lot messier than I really am.
About that.
So what about you? Would you say, do you feel like there's anything like that is maybe connected to your brand that is maybe, as it continues to develop, kind of phased out or going to phase out? Or do you think that you're in a very, like, solid?
I think, like, I've been slowly changing the kind of content I upload per social media. So Instagram, you're going to get less sexualized photos. Just because I've been in Instagram jail for a long time and I don't want to lose my account. Also, I'd rather you see those in a different setting. So most of those photos are now on Twitter, which you still get teases, of course, on Instagram. And when it comes to just, like, if someone associates my brand with something that I wouldn't say it is, I always go back to the fact of, like, people expecting certain things from me sexually that I'm not comfortable doing. So I feel like, you know, people expecting me to do a lot of collaborations or stuff like that, like, that's not something I see for myself. That's not something I see my brand taking that direction. So I feel like that's something people always associate and expect of me. Like, I get messages all the time of random creators wanting to collaborate, and I'm like, sorry, like,
collaborate as in
I'm
wanting
not,
to fuck.
That's what they want. And
that's not a collaboration. I'm just saying, like, you're not getting messages from, like, people being like, oh, let me Scotty Kirby you up, or
no,
oh, let me send you these harnesses that's special designed for you. No, they're like, hey, baby, why don't we film us fucking?
I mean, this was a collaboration with someone who wanted to design something for me. And I love those kind of collabs. Actually, this year I want to do a lot more of collabs, whether it be, you know, me, you know, helping someone design something I would want made for myself, or just
we're doing
taking,
one right now.
Or doing stuff like this,
this
creating
collab,
content
actually, yeah.
with my friends and with other people who inspire me. That's a really big goal of mine, but I am not going down the path of collaborating with other sex workers, which I fully support, and I am very sex positive towards that.
Oh, so
I
you're
just
not
don't
have a video of Whitney rubbing your feet.
That's behind
that
seven paywalls.
That
hey,
might
seven paywalls. Paywall. Like
that's different.
The fear just. Okay, you know. Okay, <you're not. laughs>
Well, what about you, Whit? Do you think there's anything a part of your brand that maybe is not accurate to who you are or where you're heading?
I think I've always felt most comfortable when I did, when it came to either performances or whatever that were, like, something that I truly wanted to do or, like, something I found to be, like, fun and, like, a part of something that is my art. And when I didn't do that, I was always disappointed. Mm-hmm. So I think very, like, much embracing the fact that this is what I'm gonna do and, like, either you like it or not, and that's what's gonna happen.
I love that. I live for that. And if you could, let's do 5 years from now. 5 years is a really long time. In 5 years from now, I'll be 30, you'll be 29, and she'll be 86.
Pretty much, yeah. I love that we're just gonna just do the math.
Yeah, like how she's like, yeah, it's true.
Well, it is.
What's that Lizzo song? Truth hurts.
Facts are facts, America.
In 5 years from now, I would like to be have my music released and be touring that. I see myself still doing drag to some capacity. I think that this energy of like kind of this podcast talk show. But yeah, I think that I'm on the track of doing what I want and what I'm doing now, and like continuing to develop that and like you know, mass spread my demon seed. My Jewish demon
God.
Seed.
Oh,
God. How about you? Like 5 years from now, what is something you'd like to see for your brand? Where do you see it going?
I would love to see it just thriving, having my own, you know, more specified merchandise rather than just like merch, having actual like a line.
Oh,
and
I want that for you.
Definitely. I want to see myself in, you know, publications and hopefully on some types of screens rather than just collaborating with brands through social
would
media.
Would you do jobs as like a stylist? Like,
yeah.
Would you take jobs at, like,
I totally would.
I know that you also, I mean, just like to mention it, you also are a certified personal trainer.
Yeah.
So like, I think that all of that, like being able to like really provide the why of like,
well,
this
you also
POV
have a degree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In marketing. So like what, that's, I kind of think, what kind of pushed all of where I'm at today. And just because I loved to learn that, and that was kind of like, oh, I'm going to get a degree in marketing so that it'll help me reach my dream of being a model and a full-time, you know, influencer slash model.
Yeah, we have a path, and I'm going to say it on the pod so we both have to be held accountable for it, because that's part of this, that if and when America's Next Top Model comes back, we will both be auditioning.
Oh, for sure.
We have,
we will.
We made that path.
I'm also...
You shut in those knives. I want you to do Wipeout. Well, I want to say thank you for being our first guest.
Yay, thank you for having
fun.
Me.
It's super interesting. We are still not very good at having a behind-the-scenes camera, but one day we will, because the episode doesn't stop just because we're not rolling. Right? And but why don't you go ahead and let everyone know where they can find you on the internet?
You can find me pretty much everywhere or anywhere at The Prince Joshua, or you can just go to my website, theprincejoshua.com. That's where all my links are.
That's amazing.
All right, well, on that note, I'm Whitney Stevens.
I'm Yo-Yo Blackfire.
And I'm Prince Joshua.
And this is Unstable.
Thank you.